The media would love for us to believe that what happened in this district race, this 18th district race, is the result of people being angry at Trump. They're angry at themselves, and they're just as eager as they can possibly be to vote against him. Now, I can say this as I travel around the country. I do not see that anywhere that I go. I see people still greatly appreciating President Trump and would vote for him again. Do you see anything in this particular district that would lead you to believe that there is immense anger out there at him and people are just chomping at the bit to vote against him?
No, absolutely not. And if I could lay the foundation for why I'm saying this and why it, we understand this better than those talking heads that you see in these talk shows. Our organization back in 1991 originated in this district. I've walked virtually every road in this district for different candidates over the years. I know this district better than any of these talking nonsense people who are going on TV, whether it be in Fox, Bill Hemmer, or any of the other people, and especially some of the other stations. Matter of fact, many of the tweets that I sent to these people were deleted when I tried to explain to them that the only person that made sense in analyzing this was Ronald Reagan's former campaign manager, Ed Rollins. And the real problem here is that the Republican elites wanted to play political petri dish here to test out their pet theories, and it didn't work. And going negative, is what Ed Rollins said, was a complete disaster in this district, because you have to understand the makeup in this district is there is an element in this district, even in Allegheny County, which the Congressional Leadership Fund thinks is leaning liberal on specific issues, whether it be Second Amendment issues or pro-life issues. They're decidedly conservative on these issues. And by trying to blame President Trump or trying to blame Rick Saccone, what they're doing is trying to deflect attention from the fact that they're completely lost in their own little world of politics that makes no sense whatsoever in the way these people vote and the way they look at issues.